Hot Country 103.5, Andy and Melody with you. We have a great show happening in Halifax tonight at the Marquee Ballroom. Owen Wrigling going to be putting on a performance. If you want some ticket details, you can go to owenwrigling.com. But we've got him here with us this morning as well, too, to chat about the show. Owen, you got Melody and Andy here with you. How's it going?
Awesome. Great to hear from you.
So you're here in Halifax now, which is funny because I believe your stop before this was, you had Miami right before us. So this must be a little bit of a shock to your system.
Yeah, it's been a busy year, honestly. I don't know where I'm going to be until the next day, but Miami yesterday, and now we're in Halifax, which is awesome.
A little colder.
We're excited to be here. A little colder, but you know what? Can't go wrong with Halifax. I absolutely love Halifax. This is my first time getting to play a headline show here in Halifax. I can't wait. It's the first show of the Old Dirt Road Trip. We're kicking it off here in Halifax, so no better place to start this damn tour. I'm excited.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. And then you're going to be ripping across Canada. I found it kind of curious, though. You're not going to be able to just go and go straight across the country in a linear line. You're actually like doing the East Coast, then you kind of jump over to the West, and then you finish off in the middle, eh?
Yeah, so it's kind of funny routing, actually. Yeah, we're starting east, and then we're going all the way across the country to Vancouver. Grey Cup sort of threw a wrench into the idea of doing it all linearly. So we were flying across the country to pick up, because we got to perform at Grey Cup next week, and then we're starting our journey back east to Montreal. So we're all over the place, and you know, starting the tour in Alabama, and then we got to go to Augusta. We went to Augusta, Georgia, and then we're going to, you know, Halifax and everything.
Yeah, Miami, Halifax, Moncton, Vancouver. Whirlwind is the right word for it. You've had an unbelievably busy year joining Chase Rice on his tour at the CCMAs, winning Breakthrough Artist of the Year, Songwriter of the Year, and now you're doing your Old Dirt Road tour. Like, how are you finding time to breathe, man?
I really have just been trying to keep my head above water, it feels like, but it's been very awesome, and I'm very grateful and thankful for all the opportunities that have come my way, and just this past year, just trying to say yes to everything, to be honest, just trying to get out there, and this is what I signed up for, this is what I love to do, so to get to actually be out here doing it is a dream come true, and I don't take any of it for granted, even though it's tiring at times. I think I'm going to have a bit of time in December to sit back and get some rest and reflect and you know, think about the things that we've got to do this year. So I'm excited for that.
Recharge.
And I'll push through for now. Yeah.
So you're playing your show tonight at the Marquee Ballroom. I noticed this on your Instagram. A bit of a curious ask that I don't think I've ever seen from an artist before. What is it you're looking for? You need people to, like, donate items to the show? Or?
Yeah. It is sort of a weird ask, but, you know, I've heard the hospitality at East is great, so I'm sure we'll find some stuff. But we just finished up, you know, 3 days of production rehearsal, and our stage design for this tour, since this is my own tour, we get to kind of bring out whatever we want. But we didn't account for our bus driving to the West with all of our gear in it, and us being in the East and starting in Miami and, like, all these logistical things. So we weren't able to arrange for our set to be in Halifax, unfortunately. But thrown out a little shout and ask for, you know, people to bring a few things that we could use on stage as props to sort of liven up the stage and kind of make it our own, make it unique for this particular show. It'll be a one-of-a-kind stage, and I think it'll be kind of a cool and fitting way to play my first show in Halifax.
But wait a minute, what props? What are the props?
So we're looking for an armchair, a side table, it's like a 70s living room vibe, I'd say. That's what we're going for. You know, some lamps, some cool lamps, carpets, stuff that makes it feel like your grandma's living room, basically.
Okay.
Well, and I think as well,
yeah.
I was going to say as well, too, you might have, you know, depending on how you want to set it up, there might be an opportunity to give it a bit of an East Coast aesthetic. Like if somebody had a lobster trap or something like that, maybe they could donate that and you could put it by the nice armchair or something.
1,000,000%. Yeah. Like I want this to feel like we are in Halifax. So if you have something that you think, you know, would fit the vibe of that, let's make it happen.
I'm just imagining someone bringing like an armchair into the marquee, like just bringing it on, you know, the transit, like on the ferry across the harbor and onto like, here, I've just got this armchair here, but I hope it happens. I really do.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, I hope so too. No, we will. We'll pull through.
I also noticed on there as well, too, Owen, that you're doing Movember and looking for some donations for that, too, eh?
Yeah, so my first time doing a Movember team. I've always kind of seen it and wanted to support, but I feel like now's the time to actually jump in. And I mean, I've been growing a mustache ever since I've been able to grow facial hair. So it's been, you know, it's right up my alley, growing a mustache for men's mental health. And I'm a big advocate for supporting men's health, men's mental health specifically. So yeah, I'm trying to raise a bit of awareness, raise some money and support that. And this is just sort of the start of what I plan to do in this avenue. So,
all right, Owen, how big is this stash right now? Because I'm looking at pictures and your mustache feels on the conservative side. So like, are you letting this bad boy just go nuts?
Yeah, I think I'm going to grow it pretty greasy right now and just let her hang. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I can't grow like an insane amount of facial hair, but I'll try my best. Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Owen, if there's anything else you'd like to add here. Oh, wait, Melody, you got one more question?
Oh, I also just wanted to know. So one thing that you're going to find, if you chat with a lot of people in town, you're going to find that a lot of people here, listen, we're super proud Nova Scotians now, but a lot of us, myself included, did come from other places, and then we fell in love with you here. You're going to find a lot of people are actually from Ontario, just like you. And I looked it up, Mild May, Ontario. I have no idea where that is, and I grew up in Southern Ontario, born and raised. What do you tell people when they ask you, oh, where in Ontario are you from? Because if you're like, you know how people that are from like Scarborough, they always say, oh, I'm from Toronto. And then you're like, oh, I'm familiar with Toronto. And they're like, actually, I'm from Scarborough. What do you tell people?
Yeah, so it depends where I am. If, like, if I'm far from home, I'll just say Toronto.
Yeah, which is hilarious.
Like, no, everybody's like, okay, yeah. If I say anything other than Toronto, nobody knows. I'm in Nashville and I try to explain to somebody. But if I'm talking to somebody from Southern Ontario, I might say like...
Kincardine.
Well, I'll start with Mild May. That's usually a no. And then I'll go to like Walkerton, because people know Walkerton because Walkerton had real bad water at one time. And that's like 5 minutes away from Mild May. And then if they don't know that, I'll say like, Kincardine, Double Beach, Owen Sound, and then I'll just start working my way until I get to Guelph, Kitchener, Hamilton, and then usually Toronto. By that time, somebody has an idea. So,
yeah, I feel like most people, you'd get them on Sauble Beach. Oh, yeah, Sauble Beach, that's where we went to drink when we were 18.
Exactly, yes.
All right, well, I'm just saying, you can throw that out there at some point, because someone you talk to tonight is going to have been from Ontario.
Right. Oh, I'm excited. It'll feel like home then. Where are you from in Southern Ontario?
Don't judge me. Windsor, Ontario.
Windsor.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right on the border.
Yeah. I mean, I'm basically an American.
Yeah, essentially. Oh, that's awesome. Well,
but I'm a Haligonian now, and I hope that you get the hospitality that you so deserve. I know you will, because that's what you get here in Nova Scotia. And we're so excited for you tonight.
Very excited. It's going to be an awesome show. I can't wait. Let's go Halifax.
Hey, Owen, any last couple things here you want to touch on about the show and all that before we let you go?
I guess about the show, we've you know, been across the country several times. This is our first time, I guess, playing a headline show in Halifax, but anybody who's come and seen us open for somebody, it's always been a condensed version of my stories and my songs. It's always been, trying to pack punches into a 30-minute set or something and then get off the stage and feeling kind of constrained by a time limit. With the older road trip, it's my first time to sort of sit back and get some time to sink into it and take, you know, the audience on a bit of a journey through my music and how I was raised. And we're going to have a party, and we're going to, you know, sing sad songs, and we're going to tell some stories. So it's going to be a bit of a journey, and I'm excited to get to sink into it.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Owen, thanks so much for coming on this morning, and enjoy your time out here in the East Coast. Hope you have a lot of fun.
Yeah, break a leg tonight.
Right on. Thank you guys so much. Take care.